The FBI has released the first suspect they had. That was the Elvis impersonator. Now they have another suspect who is a karate instructor, apparently, who's been tangled up with the law before, arrested on charges of pedophilia and molestation over the past couple of years. They're now investigating him. They went through his home yesterday. We saw guys in hazmat suits going through it. We don't know what they've found, but we do know that the Elvis impersonator has been let go. There's no bond. They've dropped the charges against him. They're saying he's probably not the guy who sent those ricin-laced letters to President Obama, Senator Wicker, and a judge here in Mississippi. The question is, who was able to make ricin, even if it was not, you know, weapons-grade ricin, and who was able to send it? We still don't know that yet.
Well, this guy that we're referring to as the Elvis impersonator, his name's Paul Kevin Curtis. What's he saying about all of this? Is he threatening any legal action?
No, he just seemed ecstatic to be out of jail yesterday. His attorney, however, had intimated that perhaps this guy, Everett Dutschke, who is the karate instructor and the current suspect, might have had something to do in perhaps framing Curtis, who is the Elvis impersonator. It gets a little bit confusing here.
The karate instructor and the Elvis impersonator.
Right.
Is there bad blood between these two guys?
Yep, that's right. There is a little bit of bad blood, or a lot of bad blood, and it started about 6 or 7 years ago, as far as we could tell. First on YouTube, then on Twitter, each of them making allegations against the other. Both of them claim to be Mensa, members of Mensa, that they're geniuses. Both claim to be musicians, but they have been battering each other on the Internet for years, and we think that that might have something to do with whatever is actually going on here.